that's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn Godspeed, all the bakers are done, and they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? To me, like when I did dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Woo-hoo. Yeah, so you're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys, our last show of the semester.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, it's really sad.
It's our last show here on WMFM for a while.
For a while. I mean, I think we're both going to have summer shows, but we can't do it at this. Both do it at this time.
Yeah, we might just split it up into Black Stripes or White.
You know. Half and half, gotta get it going, you know.
So we'll still be here.
Definitely, we will still be here. And you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Freeform, gotta get that freeform. Ooh. Hope you guys all listened to the live music day yesterday.
Oh yeah.
We've been anticipating it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So today we just have some tunes, and the first one was The Shins, New Slang. I heard that on Spotify this morning. I was like, you know, it's been a while since I heard that one. So, yeah.
What are we going to play next?
We're going to play that song that I didn't remember the name of that I was singing obsessively to Trisha so she'd tell me the name. And it's called Young Folks. And I remember first hearing this song in this movie called Band Slam.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh my god,
I loved that movie when I was younger.
Yeah.
I just loved it. It's about this dude who becomes friends with these other people, and he manages their band, and then they go to this Battle of the Bands thing, and like Vanessa Hudgens is in it actually, and like he knows so much about music and everything, and then he makes like a project, like a school project, and uses this song in the background. And I was like.
I like Battle of the Bands movies. I feel like that's its own genre. It's like,
I mean, they're usually like, you know, Disney Channel, like original movies. I mean, that's not a Disney, but I think it's definitely like catered towards a younger audience, that movie, because like I watched it when I was 10, you know?
Yeah.
And I loved it when I was 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone bought it for me as a gift one time as like the DVD, and I have no idea where it is. I mean, maybe I'll find it someday, but if I don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So let's get playing some music. This is Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John. Just John.
Oh. only John.
Thank you. out, I feel the same. My girl turns and walks away. Every time I hear her name, it's without her. And all she does is play these games. It's always been a claim to fame. Every time I hear her name, it's disaster. She makes my heartbeat go faster. The thing is, I trust her. Because she's casual, she likes it. Mine and she knows it. Gives when I need it. Says to me, can you feel it? She's casual, but she don't mind. And from the dark to the morning light, she waits beside me and I know that I will feel alright. She's all I want to see. She won't ask why. I look in her eyes. I think I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. We're back. First of all, I'm going to apologize because there was one time where we were talking. No, we were not talking. The music was playing and it was very jumbled because my computer started playing two songs at the same time, one on Spotify, one on iTunes, and it was just it was a big deal. So we're gonna get to that song really soon that is gonna play on iTunes, but we're not quite right there.
Quite there yet.
Guys, it's finals. My mind does not work today. So before that, we got a PSA.
Yeah, so did you know that May is National Bike Month? Well, it is. And the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that May was biking month. I gotta tell you, when we first got here, Taylor made me ride 6 miles on the bike throughout Somerville. And first of all, I don't really ride bikes often because I haven't had one in a really long time. And so first of all, it actually wasn't that bad. I thought I was gonna die in terms of like physical capability, but I was fine with that because I never rode that far on a bike, I don't think, at least in years. And but it was so hot that day. It was insane. And plus, we were like, I've never rode a bike in a city like area.
Oh yeah.
It was something. So for all you bikers out there in the Boston area or any city for that matter, you're crazy, but like go you.
We respect you. I respect. My bike to get to work because the bus is unreliable. Sorry if you work for the MBTA.
Yeah, the bus is.
And you don't feel like it's unreliable, but.
Yeah, my sublet this summer is gonna be in between Powder House and Broadway, so kind of like over, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's kind of close to that Stop and Shop. You know what I'm saying? I don't think know if you know what I'm saying, but anyway, it's like over there.
It's over there.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to take a bus to Arlington every day.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day, but like at least 3 days a week, sometimes four. And I'm really concerned that the bus is going to be highly unreliable.
Yeah, what you got to do is you got to go online because there's all those apps, but they don't, like, most of them don't update the live time. So what I do is I have a bookmark on my phone that has the live times, like, on Safari.
On, like, the MBTA website?
Yeah.
Got you.
So, check that.
So, yeah, because here's the deal is, like, so for me, I'm probably going to have to take two buses, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk farther and only take one bus because it is the summertime and it will be nice out, but if it's raining, I'll just take two or something.
Or,
but you know what sucks? Is if you drove there, it only takes 10 minutes-ish.
Really?
Because it's right near Mass Avenue. I mean, Mass Avenue's huge.
Oh, you could walk there.
Well, I mean, it would be a while.
That would be a long
walk. It would be a long walk. It'd be a really long walk.
Yeah.
Because it's on Mass Ave, but it's, like, all the way down. Like,
down
not, down not like, you know how Mass Ave goes through Somerville and goes to Porter? Like,
yeah,
it's the opposite end,
so
it goes to Arlington.
Oh, yeah, where it stops by, like, the MBTA building and stuff.
I don't know. It's just, like, all the way down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just like, it takes 10 minutes to drive, but the bus takes like 30. And I'm like, bro, I want a car, but I can't get a car.
Oh, wow.
Because
I think I'm going to bike. You should cycle with me.
Cycle buddies? My dad would not let me cycle. He would not let me drive. What is it? Bike. In the city. He was having a heart attack when I told him that one time we went.
Yeah, it's a nice way to reduce pollution.
It is a good way to reduce pollution.
So,
You know, win some, lose some.
Win some, lose some.
Yeah.
Do you care more about the earth or your life? That's a question.
It's a good question. Because we're killing the earth.
Yeah.
And we're all going to die because we're killing the earth.
We are all going to die because we're killing the earth.
Taylor told me that apparently, like, all freshwater, not freshwater, saltwater fish or something are going to die by, like, 2046 or something like that. And I'm like, I really hope that's not true.
That's horrible.
Because that's not that far from now.
That's
literally 25 years, maybe. We're hopefully alive. We'd only be, like, in our 40s.
Yeah.
We'd only, I mean, I was born in 2000, so I'll be literally 46. You'll be 47. But we'll be middle-aged. Not really. We're like not... I think 50s is middle-aged. We'll be like approaching middle-aged. We'll be like pre-middle-aged.
Well, technically, I feel like 45 is probably middle-aged because, like, who lives to 100?
My grandmother's 94. She's going. I mean, she hasn't been doing that fantastic lately, but she's going. Her sister's 100.
Fingers crossed for your grandmother.
Her sister is literally 100.
Oh.
Yeah. Got those good Avatar Blade jeans.
So, do we want to play our special band now?
We do want to. I think let's play it now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we have, we got a message from a friend called, I mean a friend, we've not met him, but we consider him a friend because he's a listener of Black Stripes or White Keys. His name is Chris Connolly? Kennelly?
Chris from the band The Gala.
The Gala, yeah. They're a Boston-based garage punk band, and they contacted us asking if we would talk play one of their new singles. They came out with an album, their debut album, March 1st. It's called Bad News. And they're going to have a show on May 10th. Unfortunately, I'm going home for 3 weeks. Also, the show is 21+, so gotta be careful of that. It's at May 10th at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. They're playing with The Devil's Twins, North by North, and Neems. It's 8 p.m., 21+, $10. That's pretty good. $10 is, that's the price is right for that.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a fun activity.
It does. I mean, I love going seeing live shows.
Yeah,
it's always a fun time.
Yeah.
I know. Too bad I'm not here and not 21. Soon.
So
only
we,
time
we
will tell.
We took a listen to some of their songs, and we really like this one called Boy, I believe
it is called... Yeah, it's called Boy.
Yeah.
And we hope you like it. And hope you go see them if you do like them, because it's really important to support local artists, because knowing from personal experience, it's a tough road out there, especially in a place
tough
like this.
Getting your songs out there.
It is hard getting your songs out there. Yeah. You know, it's gonna be something.
Well.
Yeah, so here we go. This is Boy off by The Gala off their brand new album, Bad News, on Deadbeat Records. There you go.
Yes. There.
Right.
There you go.
Here goes.
I'm more than I am when I'm with you. it's a whole new world up north. And by gum, it's time to south.
We could get robbed tonight or thrown under a bus. Your favorite dog could die and the holidays are rough. You've got a nip, there's tragic feelings in the butt. You've got a nip, there's tragic feelings in the butt. You talk it over with your roommates. You talk it over with your moms. I cry and listen to Beyonce. Single Ladies is my favorite song now. And I think I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be good now. I'm gonna be everything I always wished I could now. I'm gonna be awesome. I'm gonna be sure. I'm gonna be everything you asked me for and more. But I could not believe it when I saw you on that subway platform talking down to me. And I could not be making that much sense, but I'm getting it all out. And I hear that's the first step to being fine. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be tip-top shape and tapping toes and fly. You're gonna act awesome and self-assured. We're gonna seem contemplative, nonchalant, and bored. And if anybody tries to tell you differently, you tell them to come over and talk to me. Cause I don't even know you, but I'll take you home with me just to show you all the things in the world that you could be, including fine. Fine. I'm gonna be good now. I'm gonna start acting the way I know I should now. And then I'll be awesome. And then I'll be sure. And then I'll be everything you asked me for and more. But excuse me if I don't want you there to share in my new attitude. Excuse me, I think that I might fly, but it's alright. It's just cause I realized I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine, you're gonna be fine, we're gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. And how about that?
Ah! losing my mind, losing control.
We are here.
Yes. Hello.
And you were listening to a lot of music.
From WMFO, Medford.
Tufts Reform Radio.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had a lot of good ones. We had Nirvana, Young the Giant. We had that fun little song after The Gala was Fine by Mel Blum. And just to say something about them as well one more time, thanks for reaching out to us. Like, we really appreciate that you listened to the show or, like, even cared enough to have us play music. And,
yeah.
And, you know, thanks. Check them out on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everything because, you know, social media is cool. And, you know what time it is?
It's time for...
Conspiracy Crackdown. So, this is the final one of the semester. It's really sad.
Yeah.
And, you know what's even sadder?
What?
Is that we actually don't have a conspiracy crackdown.
So this is why we're gonna talk about whatever...
Yeah.
Whatever comes to mind.
We're just gonna
We've both been watching Twin Peaks.
Right? Yeah, we talked about it last week. I talked about it last week because, I was with my Twin Peaks expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, there's gotta be, like, some sort of conspiracies.
You know, I'm almost done with season two, and, you know, the owls are not what they seem.
That's definitely a good conspiracy.
That is a good conspiracy. Do you know how many times during the show I've been like, this is Bob, this is Bob. I feel like I can't really say who Laura Palmer's killer is, though, because I would ruin it for literally everyone who ever did not see the show.
We're not going to give you any Twin Peaks spoilers, don't worry.
We're not. So, but there is, basically, this isn't really a spoiler. Basically, like, there's, like, a spirit dude, supernatural thing that inhabits people, and his name is...
Oh, well...
And can you...
This is kind of a spoiler.
I mean, no, but, like... He's a good... There's a ghost dude.
Sure.
Kind of. And I keep... I don't know. Like, he has something to do with the owls, and I don't know what it means. There's symbols with the owls.
You know what? Actually, owls being creepy is such, like, a common...
Okay, let's talk about owls being creepy, because okay. I feel like I'm going to give away the show.
There's this movie called The Fourth Kind, and it's a horrible movie. I don't want you to watch it. Horrible. And it's, like, about aliens, like, abducting people. But anyway, like, the whole movie, they just have these, like, things of, like, owls. Like, shots of, like, owls just, like, being owls and stuff. And
it's supposed being
to be
owls.
It's supposed to be creepy, but, like, I don't know why everyone thinks owls are evil. Like, do you think owls are evil?
Do you know what this relates to?
What?
Owls are evil because birds aren't real.
Actually, yes. Yes.
I think that was my favorite conspiracy we ever did was birds aren't real. Yeah. That birds are drones. And they're spying on us.
No trees left on Earth.
What if birds... So owls... Okay, so owls are nocturnal, right?
Yeah.
So they're the night drones.
The night drones.
The night drones. Owls...
And, like, pigeons are the day drones?
The day drones, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, what do you think, you know, when, like, bird poop gets on your car and everything? So, what is that?
It could be a tracking device.
It could be. It could be, some type of chemical that's giving us cancer. Because everything gives us cancer. You gotta...
I was in high school.
That really sucks, Trisha.
And then a bird pooped in on me. And, yeah. Like, on my face. Kind of.
Oh.
Yeah. Wasn't very fun.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, but maybe the government just really wanted to track me.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you think owls are actually creepy?
They are a
little
no.
creepy. Like, well, I don't like how they can rotate their heads.
Oh, yeah, that is a little weird. That's yeah, little they, weird. They're 360. That yeah. means they're freaking robots.
Yeah, that's only robots can do that.
Only robots can go 360.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That just defies biology.
Defies
I'm them. Sure there's a real reason. I'm just ignorant.
Yeah, what do you think? I don't know anything about owls.
I don't really know. See, science isn't my thing, and I have a science final tomorrow that I've been studying for. Yeah. And, you know, it's the fluffy science class, so hopefully it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's
not... I don't really want to know why owls... If you know why owls can rotate their head 360, please, like, send a message on our Facebook or something, because, like, I just really want to know.
Same.
Like, I honestly want to know. So, like, we have a Facebook page, just, like, text us or something.
Message.
Message us or, like, leave a comment. Just tell me why. I want to know.
Okay. Yeah. Or we could just Google it.
We could Google it. That's true. Why Google it when you can get other people to do stuff for you?
True. That is very true.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
We're lazy
people. I'm so lazy. I woke up at 1 p.m. today.
1 p.m.
I was up until 3 a.m. Oh. I woke up at 1 p.m.
Okay. Not too shabby.
yeah. I still feel, like, guilty about it. I'm like, I should have been awake. I should have been...
You know, you only live once.
Do you now? That's yeah, a song by The Strokes.
The Strokes? Yeah, it is. It actually is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song. I like The Strokes.
I think that used to be one of my favorite songs because... It must have been my favorite song because I was, like, answering my security questions for something and I couldn't get into my account and it was, what is your favorite song? And it turns out the answer was You Only Live Once by The Strokes.
Oh.
So if you want to break into my bank account or something, that's how. But, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We can play that if you want.
Yeah.
It's not explicit, is it?
I don't know. Is it explicit?
No, it's not.
We don't play swears on this show.
Unfortunately, last week, I did play one by accident because my computer went offline
mm-hmm.
when, it just went off, like, off the internet, so it was playing whatever was there, and the song that was up on was a Caged Elephant song that curses, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my god, I think In One Ear. One ear, right out the other. Yeah, that one. Yeah, so I'm sorry, WMM Film Medford and all the listeners for putting you through that.
Otherwise,
but,
we're clean.
You know, yeah, they were because, you know, I didn't intentionally play that song. It was just, like, on my cue.
Yeah, it was on your cue.
And before I could change it, I went offline, man. The internet wasn't working. And then Spotify was just doing all a bunch of crazy things. And today my computer was doing a bunch of crazy things. That's the one thing about downloading, like, stuff off the... Like, if you download, like, music off the internet and it goes to your iTunes, it just automatically starts playing after it's downloaded. And like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Turn off.
You know what? Maybe I should check that.
Yeah, you should check that.
Conspiracy. Stuff off the internet. Likes to play.
I don't know if that's just a conspiracy.
It's just not. That's just a common.
Fact.
That's just a fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just being dumb.
Yeah.
We're kind of at this burned out point
in our lives.
But you know what? We have a nice long summer.
Woo!
Of
summer.
We're gonna be working.
Working girls.
Yep. We're gonna be having a grand old time and Medford, Somerville.
We're just having good. I don't know the tune. Medford, right. We love you. That's why we're staying
Here.
Yeah,
thank you for listening to us all
love
year.
You, Medford.
All this whole school
great
year.
Great city with lots of houses.
Yeah, that it does have a lot of those.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully you'll hear us in the summertime.
Yeah, we're going to split it up into two shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to call one Black Stripes and one White Keys, or do you just want to call it whatever?
I don't know yet. We can discuss this because I'm going to be going home on weekends a lot to play gigs, and I can't really do Sunday. Like, Sundays, or kind of just the weekends, just to be safe, you know, because I would miss too many of them. So I want to do one during a weeknight.
Yeah.
And
then conversely, I can, like, really only do Sunday because I work every
other day. You know, it's just, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
It is a conflict. I was going to say confliction, and then I was like, no, it's not that. It's just conflict. And then I said conflict.
It's a conflict.
That's a verb, not a noun. Conflict is noun. Conflict is verb.
That's weird because that makes English difficult, huh? Because that's weird.
You know, it's like funny because when we learn other languages, we're like, why do we have so many different forms of the verb that's conjugated? But then actually we have that too. We just don't realize it because it's like different. But,
It's weird that the noun is like said differently than the verb. But
yeah, there's probably a name for that. Like,
well,
you know.
When two words sound the same, but they're spelled the same, but they,
sound different, or they're spelled, they sound the same but are spelled different. There's a name for that.
Like a
homonym or something like that.
Which
I don't know.
Which one's homophone and which one's homonym? I
don't.
Homonym.
Homophone's probably the one with the sound.
They sound the same.
Yeah.
And then homonym means that they're spelled the same, right?
So. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot. All right. So, we're in our last 5 minutes of the show. Thank you for listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Got to do our station ID.
Yeah. Can you tell we were stalling for time? So I guess, what are we going to play? The Strokes? Or
I guess we can do that.
Yeah.
Sounds and
like a good way to end it.
It is a good way to end it. Thank you for a great semester.
Okay. We're probably put updates
WMFO.
About, probably put updates about like what we're going to do for the summer.
Yeah, we can post that
for, like,
on
what our new times are
the page.
Be.
Yeah.
Because we might have different times. So.
Real question, who's Black Stripes and who's White Keys?
Okay, well, I'm Black, so I feel like I should be White Keys.
To mix the expectations?
Yeah.
Unless
subvert
you want to
be White Keys.
I really don't care.
Do you want to be the white that you are, or do you want to be a Black?
I don't know. It may be. Okay, I think I was also thinking, if you're going to stay Sunday and say I'm like a Tuesday night or something, and the title is Black Stripes or White Keys, should Black Stripes be first and then White Keys? You know what I mean? In terms of when the week is?
Sure.
I don't know. We have so many decisions to make.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good
life.
Day. Good life. Have a good
life. All right. You're going to listen to The Strokes. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.